Yep. This is Dr. Spirit dressing up and asking Kulnaski for Christopher Cornelius. Indication procedure was ulcer colitis flare up and GERD. So, this is good. Dr. Nelson. Patient monitor, patient blood pressure, pulse oximetry, electrocardiogram, get done priority procedure. With biopsy and colonoscopy, biopsy is virtual lumbus, colonoscopy procedure. After fungus, sign of the vision, particularly lovely. After education, the patient must score all cavity by preference, obvious lesion, the cause of blood wounds. Second floor, patient to an exam, patient to an MR, do an annual pass, we take to a series of intense patients, but look down the past, the other person, and the MR got shot, but put in a little part of the size of a bus, so I got a good process. So we say about James, I'm with the ESMO, push the patients on this application. Patient would turn around. K by J only 5 rectum, scope rectum, I see C, scope rectum, rectum. Somebody send calls for a flash bank call. If I flash a bank call, basically cecum. Terminator was intubated. The terminator appeared to be ileitis. Terminator does not appear to be having ileitis or so, but I did the biopsy from ileum roots out of a separate jar. No evidence of ileitis or colitis. Patient appeared to be having a left side ulcer colitis, mild to moderate in nature. Started with rectum all the way going to 30 centimeter. 30 to 40 centimeters in the sigma colon. Random biopsies were taken from the right colon, trans colon, descending colon, sigma colon, and rectum. They all sent a separate jar. Medical fracture within pushing to a hammer, I have a simple pushing on complication. Finding number one, gross esophagus. Number two, multiple gastritis. Number three, multiple duodenitis. Number four, colonoscopy of the cecum in term 8. Number five, adequate prep colon. Number six, left side multiple ulcer colitis noted. Which is sorry for the rectum and going up to approximately only up to 30 to 40 centimeters from the anus. That's the colon and terminalium unremarkable, but the random biopsy were taken through the terminalium colon and the sigma colon rectum. And question on hammer recommendation. I wait for the biopsy because probably had a bird father to serve number two. This is a small biopsy, number three, four down permanent inhibitors, number four. A patient that is taking Lialda, 1.2 grams three pills per day. I'm going to decrease to 1.2 gram pill, two pills per day, up to a total of 2.4 gram pill, 2.4 gram per day of the Lialda, which is mesalamine. I'm going to start the patient on hydrocortisone enemas for the flare happening in the left sided. Enema is going to be 100 milligram hydrocortisone in 60 cc of water. Squirted at is used at night, 2 HS at night for 30 consecutive nights, and then taper off after that. And depending on how symptoms are, if he sees some recurring symptoms, then once he's done with the hydroenemas, then he could be switched to a budesonide, which is like 9 milligram budesonide for 2 months, and then down to 6 milligram budesonide for 2 months, and then 3 milligram budesonide for 2 months. I wait for the biopsies. End of dictation. Please send the copy to Dr. Paramsari, Dr. Sharma, and copy to Dr. Niral Patel. Their procedure is May 14th to 22nd. It's May 14th to 22nd. This is option. Thanks.